Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from the Money Radio studios here in Palm Desert, California. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. It's a beautiful day out there.
It is. It's very nice.
I think it's perfect. It's a little warm for our snowbirds. They think anything over 70.
But I feel like it's funny, though, because it's a little bit cold for us still.
Yeah.
It's nice, but it's still a little cold.
A little chilly, especially in the morning, and then late at night if you're out.
Yeah.
Late at night.
Late, it gets very cold.
Yeah. Then it is sweater or even jacket time. We want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club and Monterey for their big box of donuts. We're going to have some donuts on the bus, too, on Wednesday, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Today's show is presented by Command One Security, keeping your home and business safe in the Coachella Valley for over 35 years. Remember, they're family-owned and operated. They're a team you can trust. We love them over there. Sherry and the gang at Command One Security. So if you're looking for security, their information is on the Traveling with Françoise website. All right, this week, exciting news. Filmed a new episode for Traveling with Françoise. Yes, I will do the voiceovers today. Finish some of the spots because we took a lot of B-roll, took a lot of footage, the back roads to Las Vegas. It was really, when you start breaking it down, there's so many things to see. We've gone all day long, and I didn't get to do all the things. I wanted to climb the dormant volcano that's out there. Did you know they had a volcano?
I did not.
No. Yeah. There's so much. I learned what a foo dog is.
A what?
A foo dog.
A foo dog.
Yeah, you have to watch the show to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Lots of fun stuff. So we did that. Then I was emceeing the Angel View Luncheon, which turned out wonderful, packed house. We sold a lot of items, raised a lot of money. Just had a great time doing it. We kept it moving along. In fact, moving along so fast that we almost had the show done before they even got lunch, so we had to slow down just a little bit so it all, you know, kind of melded together. But it was really, really nice, and thank you everyone that supported Angel View and turned out for their annual fashion show and boutique and luncheon. Really, really a great turnout. Last night, I went to the big gala for the Palm Springs Art Museum. Went with my museum buddy, John Monahan. It was an Andy Warhol experience. It was sort of the theme.
Yeah.
Of Andy Warhol that year. In fact, I put on this white wig and wore this top. I found this top for $4 at Old Navy. I'm going to admit, I will look for a bargain.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was looking at something with stripes, and I guess stripes aren't really that in. And I was in Arizona, and I thought, well, you know what? There's the Old Navy. I went to the Nordstrom racks, couldn't find anything. I was going to originally wear a turtleneck. But anyway, I went next door, found this top. It was on the sale rack, and I got it. And I said, oh, great. That's what I'm wearing. But it was a lot of fun. They had Cirque du Soleil performers. Very, very interesting. It was very nice. It was at the Palm Springs Convention Center. Lots of people wore wigs and outfits. There was Sonny and Cher and Tina Turner. I guess they kind of went with that Studio 54 vibe.
Right.
That was with Andy, and it was kind of funny because I had this wig that clearly was a wig, but yet people would come over and say, your hair is really cute. I'd say, okay.
Well,
and then
it looked nice then.
Well, it did look different. It was all gray, though.
Was it?
I had to see what I looked like with gray hair. I'm sort of torn. If it was longer gray hair, maybe okay. I don't know. I was kind of torn between the two. And then some people would say, is that a wig or is that your real hair? And I thought, you can't tell us it's a wig. Okay. But it was fun. It was fun. And here's something. It goes to show you never know who you're sitting next to. We had a beautiful table. We just had a beautiful table. And there was, of course, a bunch of people at the table that neither one of us knew.
Right.
But some of them were connected to the museum or whatnot. John's on the board over there. Anyway, this lady was sitting next to John, and I kept thinking to myself, I know her. I know her. But I couldn't quite, a name wasn't popping in my head. Nothing
right.
was connecting, really. But
which is tough, because then it just engulfs you.
Yeah, and I didn't want to say, who are you?
Right.
Yeah. So I didn't say anything, but we're chatting. Everybody's chatting. She was lovely. The food was everything. Really nice evening. And towards the end, she got up and with the fellow that she was with, she left, said she had to go back to Beverly Hills. She drove down for the event. She was going back up tonight. And so a photographer friend came over and I asked her, I said, who is that? I can't picture. And she said, oh, that's Walter and Lenora Annenberg's daughter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. that owns, you know, all right. the that, yeah. I go, oh, like, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe I've seen her on the society page just a gazillion times. So you never know who you're sitting next to.
That's funny.
Yeah, at these events. Yeah. So, but she was so pleasant and so nice. And sometimes you think, you know what we think. So I won't go there. But she was really, really nice. So it was a fun event. Busy this week. Busy coming up this week. So much going on with the bus trip and getting this television show together to get it back on, get it on the air, a brand new episode. So met some lovely people emceeing the fashion show who said they listened to this show. So hello. They watched the TV show. So it was a good week. Good fun week. Lots of stuff going on. All right. Yesterday I wasn't on KESQ, but I'll be there next week because we'll be taking a look at New Orleans, Mardi Gras, right around the corner. What else? We have a bunch of prizes today. Riverside County Fair tickets, two tickets for dinner at 5 on February 1st, two tickets to Music and Laughter of the Mills Brothers, also tickets to Lorna Luff concert on February 14th. That's $150 value. I hope we can get all this in. I'm trying, and I'm putting some more things on contests on the free contest page on the website so I can get these out to you and you can go enjoy yourself. And speaking of enjoying yourself, I got an email from Barbara. Dan and Barbara are going on the bus trip, but Barbara said, "Hello, Francoise. My girlfriend, Freda Jorgensen, and I were so delighted with the Icons and Idols show that you treated us to. What a wonderful performance and so nicely presented and performed. Want you to know how much we enjoyed ourselves, and we are grateful we were able to see this great event. Hoping to see you there, but we didn't." Yeah, you know, it was just a lot of people. "They'll see me on Wednesday on the bus." So there you go. Always send me your emails. I love to read them. I always respond, and it lets me know also how you liked an event that you went to. On the show today, we have Ruth Moir. I think it's Moir, M-O-I-R. I'll find out, or Moir. We'll find out. She's with the Steinway Society. We're going to talk about the big event they have coming up. We have Kimberly from the Riverside County Date Festival. Also, Felice should be joining us. Now, he just returned yesterday, and I said it might be a little too quick, but he said no, he'd like to come on right after his trip to talk to us about the Bahamas, his trip to the Bahamas. And, of course, they had all the hurricanes and storms.
Oh, yeah.
How is it recovered? And I bet you he didn't see anything that pertained to a hurricane out there.
I had no idea.
None. So, because they have to rebound. Tourism, that's right. Where they make their income. They can't just let it go. So we'll talk to him about his trip to the Bahamas. So I think, that's kind of about it. The number that you're going to call is 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. Sean, is there anything going on in your life we need to know about?
No, everything's good.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you a secret, folks. He is tearing down walls and putting up new ones and patching holes. So, because you had a flood, a toilet.
Yeah, and so we had to pull out the ceiling.
Isn't that crazy? And you guys were home when this happened, the flood.
Just asleep.
And that's how fast?
Yeah, it only took about an hour and a half.
An hour, and it ran down the stairs?
No, it went through the ceiling.
Oh, through the...
Yeah.
And when you heard this big crash, you thought, what is that? Oh, it's just a ceiling falling down from the water that's running out of the broken toilet.
Downstairs was, it was raining.
Yeah, there you go.
That's exactly what it looked like. It was raining.
Isn't that something? Because you never know with these toilets. They're all just these plastic parts now that just break.
Yeah. It was just, I think it was just a combination of two things. And
yeah, boom.
Bad timing.
Yeah. There you go. But you're getting it fixed.
Yeah.
So you've been working hard. It's going to be brand new. So good for you. He's become a carpenter now or a construction fellow or something like
More
that.
More of a supervisor.
So, yeah. There you go. That's it. That's the best spot. All right. On that note, we are going to step aside. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise on Money Radio, 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Learn more about Money Radio day or night at MoneyRadio1200.com.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. This segment of the show is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers, Gallery 500, The Boardroom, and so much more. On the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs, call today at 760-864-6500 or on the web at the500ps.com. And they might have one or two office spaces left, but that's about it in that big, beautiful building. All right, joining us here in studio is Ruth and Sean. We were wrong on both of those. Moyer, hi, Ruth.
Good morning, Francois.
Well, it's been a while since you've been on.
Yes, about a year.
Yeah. Oh, has it been a year? Okay. All right. Well, time flies. We know how that goes. And you are the founder, chairman of the board, of the Steinway Society. Now, before we go into this fabulous event that you have coming up, let's talk a little bit about the society. So people that have never heard, we have so many new visitors or new residents here in the Coachella Valley. Tell us what the society is about.
Well, initially the society was designed to bring classical concerts into the schools as an enrichment. And in 2008, or probably even a little earlier than that, the economy started to go south, and the music was taken out of the schools. We were prepared at that time, having a very musical board and doctors of music from USC and many local music teachers. We decided that we were not happy about that. So we started designing programs to bring into the schools. And we now have 9 programs in the schools.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We're serving about 35,000 children a year in daytime school.
And have you, music seems to be the first to be cut. And then the students, you have to have the students excited and interested. Have you seen a growth in the music programs in the last several years and more interest with the kids?
Yes, I have. I do see more programs coming into the schools. We're very grateful for that. In a perfect world, somebody told me one time, if you can complete your mission, you can close your association. So we're waiting.
No, I don't think your mission's ever going to be complete,
though. I don't think so either.
Because music is so vital. And what are you seeing from the schools now? Are they embracing these creative classes a little bit more as well? Have they been able to help you out a little bit where before things were so tough with them?
Well, yes, we are. Actually, we are funded partially by the Palm Springs Unified School District.
Good. Yeah, great.
And that's so helpful.
Okay. And in the programs that the Steinway Society brings to the students, it's playing instruments, I would imagine.
That's only one program, actually 2 programs.
Okay.
We have a ukulele lab.
Oh.
We have piano labs. Mm. And then the rest of the programs are pretty much instructional, the history of music, and that's all genres of music from the beginning of music, actually, because we like the children to understand where the music comes from. Mm. And we try to be multicultural so that all of the children can identify with their culture and their music.
I hope you have a bus trip out to the Museum of Making Music in Carlsbad. I don't know if you've ever been there, but they take you to the beginning of instruments, and it's really fascinating. The kids would love it. Yeah.
Oh, that's a very exciting thought.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. I've been there a few times. I love going every single time. I even featured it on television. All right. Again, with us, folks, is Ruth Moyer. She is the founder and chairman of the board at Steinway Society Riverside County. And their website is steinwayriverside.org. And it will be on Traveling with Francoise after the show. So don't worry about it if you missed that. But it's very simple. steinwayriverside.org. Okay, Ruth, you have an event coming up. And you've had this event how many years now? Have you had this event?
14,
and it just grows and grows and grows. It is the Doctor's Concert. And tell us a little bit about the Doctor's Concert Luncheon, which is on Sunday, February 11th at Toscana Country Club.
We are so fortunate in this community to have a lot of talent, a lot of medical talent, and a lot of doctors who are also concert-level pianists.
Which really is shocking because we don't, in our minds, we're thinking a doctor does not have time to learn to be a concert pianist or to practice. Yeah.
Well, many of these doctors have played since they were young children, and you're absolutely right. They are all so busy today. But this is a very special event, and they really make an effort to prepare.
And so tell us about this event. What are we going to experience on Sunday, February 11th?
Well, We have four doctors performing, and it will be a variety of music this year. We do try to have a nice variety for people. There'll be jazz guitar, classical piano, with three of our local doctors, Dr. Mm-hmm. Anthony Bassanelli, who is the chief of psychiatry at Eisenhower Medical Center, Dr. Celeste Meyer, mm-hmm. who is an internist, and Dr. Scott Russell, who is an internist with the Desert Medical Group.
That's fantastic. You get a lot of people going to this, even though they want to help the cause. They just want to see these doctors perform.
Absolutely.
All right. So there's going to be a performance. There's a luncheon. There's a silent auction. What else do we have going on?
Well, we have a mystery guest. Mm. And it will be a mystery until you arrive.
That means she's not telling us. That's what
I'm
that
not
means.
Tell.
Gee, thanks, Ruth. Okay. And the mystery guest is going to do what? Can you tell us that?
Play music.
Oh, well. She's tough. Okay. Well, that adds some excitement. How fun, though, to have a mystery guest. That's great. Now, the money that you're raising, the tickets are $125 per person. And you can go to the website SteinwayRiverside.org, or call this number, 760-341-4130, to reserve your seats. Now, I know this event is very, very, very popular. And it gets close to the end where you're just trying to find seats for people.
That's right. Yeah. Last year we had capacity.
Good.
We had 300 people. And we can seat 300 this year.
Okay. Now, is it Tuscana? Did you have it at Tuscana last year?
No. This is our first time at the Tuscana Club.
Oh, right.
It's very beautiful.
It is beautiful. You're just going to love it. So you're going to have this entertainment and lunch. What are we having for lunch?
I think, like everybody else, it's probably going to be a variety of a delicious chicken dish.
Okay, that's good. I threw her off with that one, yeah. That's because, Ruth, you would not tell us who the mystery guest is, so that was your punishment right there. No. All right, it's going to be a lot of fun, and all these doctors are going to be performing. Overall, how many performers do you have?
Let me see, six. Five or six.
Okay. All right. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, it's February 11th, 11:30 a.m. at Tuscana Country Club, the Steinway Society, their doctor's concert, and it benefits local children in the musical programs. Now, I was looking here. You also have a piano festival competition. Will that be coming up too this year?
Yes, that's coming up in March, the second 2 weeks of March. Mm-hmm. I think it's the 4th and the 11th. And there's one thing I would like to mention is our wonderful Music is Wellness program at the Eisenhower Medical Center.
Mm, okay.
That's been designed for the dementia patients. We've had enormous success in bringing smiles to the faces of those patients over there. They will remember the music. They may not remember who they are, but they can sing all the words.
Isn't
to the music. We bring in very, very talented musicians for that program.
That's fantastic. I did not even know they had that program. So, Ruth, your goal, of course, raising the funds for this event is to help with education through the students. Do you have any new programs coming up with the Steinway Society that you might want to mention?
I'm glad you asked. Yes, yeah. We do.
All right.
We were invited by the Palm Springs School District to prepare a program for the kindergarten children from K through 3. No, actually, I'll take that back. It's the preschool children up to 3 years of age. And it's up in Desert Hot Springs at Cabot Yerxa School.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it's actually a musical program where we're teaching the children to play little instruments. It's very exciting. At 3 years old.
You know that
great age to start.
It is. I always think of that commercial. I love that commercial on TV where it says talk, read, sing, something, where they have the little bird, something.
Yes.
And they're showing the kids to read to them, talk to them, and play musical instruments when they're just little tiny babies.
That's the time.
And how great it is for them. Well, that's a wonderful program as well. So to support all this, you need to raise funds. How about volunteers, Ruth? Do you need volunteers?
We always need volunteers.
Okay.
We
right.
always need volunteers.
And to volunteers to do what? How would a volunteer help out?
Well, we have one wonderful program with 13 teachers, and it's the Mr. McSymphony program. And we train these volunteers. They can pick a school in their neighborhood and the hours that they would like to work.
Oh.
And we welcome calls for that program.
Okay, and would they call the same number, that 341?
Yes.
That's 760-341-4130 if you'd like to volunteer with the Steinway Society. And they don't have to know how to play a musical instrument.
Oh, this is for non-musicians.
There you
We have a lot of musicians.
Okay.
This is for non-musicians.
I did learn to play the guitar way back, but I forgot everything. So I would be in the non-musician category. Plus, you might pick up some tips on how to play. So great job that you guys do over there. And you've been around how long again, the Steinway Society?
20 years.
20 years.
I can't believe it.
And your programs just keep growing and growing. And Ruth's not done yet. She has some more tricks up her sleeve, I can tell right now. But bringing music education back to the students is so huge. And we can't thank you enough for what you do. So, again, the event is Doctor's Concert, benefits the Steinway Society Music Programs for Local Children. It is Sunday, February 11th at 11:30 a.m. at Tuscana Country Club. It's $125 per person. You're going to have a wonderful time. You can go to the website steinwayriverside.org or call 760-341-4130, and I will have all this information up on the Traveling with Francois website by tomorrow. It takes us the evening to get everything rotated in there, so in case you missed out, you'll get the information right there. Call, go, and have a great time. Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure having you on. All right, folks. Well, that's going to wrap up this segment of the show. We're going to go to a break in a minute for our local and national news. And when we come back, we should be talking about the Riverside County Fair, which they do a lot of musical things over there as well.
That's true.
They have a lot of fun, a lot of fun with that. All right, folks. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back.
The business news leader is 1200 KPSF and 100.9 FM.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. I am Francois Rhodes, your host. Right, in just a minute, we're going to have Kimberly, who's going to be calling us about the Riverside County Fair and National Date Festival, which is just around the corner, February 16th through 25th. All sorts of things going on at the fair. Oh, my gosh. They have from great entertainment. I don't want to, you know, spoil it all for Kimberly, but adult tickets 13 through 54 ages is $11. Seniors 55 plus $9. Youth 6 to 12. Oh, wait, no. Seniors 55 plus $10. Youth 6 to 12, $9. Children 5 and under are free. So remember that. Children 5 and under are free. You can get a season pass for $30 with unlimited carnival rides. Tuesday through Thursday, it's $25, and Friday and Monday, it's $28. So their preferred parking for RVs, $15 per day, and general parking is $10 per day. So, Sean, we're Kimberly. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Francois. How are you?
I am great, thank you. I'm all excited about the fair coming up.
I know. We are on the countdown. It's so hard to believe it's that time already. We are excited, too.
It's crazy. But this year, every year, it's just you guys are doing such an amazing job over there at the fairgrounds, the Riverside County Fairgrounds, right there in Indio, where the Date Festival takes place. So tell us a little bit. You have so many highlights from the entertainers, everything. Kimberly, I'm going to let you take over.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Well, we have all the oldie but goodies that, you know, everyone loves, the Medley Musical Pageant, the Camel and Ostrich Races, all the great traditions with the date shakes, and lots of food vendors doing some date-inspired menu items. But then, of course, we have some new things this year we're really excited about. We have Scott's World of Magic Show. It's a great family fun show. We have a rainforest exhibit this year, which is brand new, with a sloth and a little alligator and just some really cool things there. We're going to do a daily show and an exhibit that's there all day long, every day. And then back again are the Marvelous Mutts. We love that show. And then right next to that, we have the animal adoption area that, you know, everyone loves to come and check out all the cute little animals that are available for adoption. We have 7 different monster truck shows happening during the fair, so you definitely have to catch at least one of those.
Mm-hmm.
They always pack the house, and then we have the demolition derby on closing weekend, And we have new this year, a marionette show, which is also a great family fun show. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then all of the concerts, of course, are still included with fair admission in the Fantasy Springs Concert Pavilion. And we have War back this year by popular demand. And Chase Rice is a, you know, country artist that everyone's excited about coming on the 17th. And then we also have opening week in Los Rieleros del Norte. And then closing week, when we have Lou Graham, who's founding member of Foreigner, with opening act, Foghat. And then we also have Super Fiesta closing weekend. So much going on entertainment-wise. It's a great bang for your buck, of course.
Well, and what's so great about the fair is your admission ticket gets you into so many different things. Now, the carnival rides, there is a nominal fee for those, but overall, you get so much for an adult for $11. Children under 5 are free. I mean, it's incredible what people get with their admission. For just to go and see all the exhibits you have so many. How many tents do you have with exhibits?
Well, tents and a lot of exhibits in the buildings. The buildings are full of exhibits, and we have several large buildings there. We have the junior building with lots of junior exhibits. We have the gem and mineral building with beautiful gem and minerals that are so fun to walk through and see. And then, of course, we have the crafts and hobbies building with exhibits there. And then, of course, the Coachella Valley Model Railroaders are in there, and they have a wonderful display in there. So, yeah, there's just tons of things to see. And then the livestock, you can walk through and see the exhibits there and see all the 4-H and FFA youth, you know, all their hard work at work right there on display in the livestock area.
Which is a lot of fun because you see the kids really take such great pride in their animals there, and to watch them show them and it really, and just talk to them. It's quite an experience for them, and it's experience for visitors as well. And when I said tents, I actually meant the buildings. I know they have all the buildings all over, but when I think of fair, I don't know. I just think of a tent.
I know what you meant. And there are some tents on grounds with lots of vendors. And of course, that's always fun walking into the commercial building, and there's a whole big commercial tent full of all the fun things to see, you know, as seen in TV type things, and all kinds of fun fair, you know, vendors that you can check out too. So definitely are some tents on grounds. I knew what you meant though.
All right. And you do have some special days. Tell us about those.
Yes, we sure do. Well, opening day, the 16th, is Fantasy $5 Friday. So you get in all day long for only $5. Mm-hmm. Because of our sponsor, Fantasy Springs Resort Casino, and that day includes the War concert. So you can come into the fair, $5, enjoy the day there, and then watch the concert that night. So we really can't beat that. And then Tuesday, the 20th, is KMIR Day. So if you say the phrase that saves, you get in for a discount there. We have kids' days Tuesday through Thursday midweek, so after 3 p.m. all the way to close, you get one child free with every paying adult. And then Wednesday the 21st is Riverside County Department of Waste Resources Day. You can bring in a small used e-waste item, and you can get in for free there. There's a whole list on our website of acceptable items. Okay. And then last but certainly not least is Veterans Appreciation Day on Thursday the 22nd. Every day during the fair, veterans and then one up to three guests per veteran can get in completely free. But we're going to have a special presentation on Thursday the 22nd. At 5:34 for Edward G. Johnson, who is an amazing veteran from the Coachella Valley, and we're going to be honoring him that evening. So all kinds of ways to save and come into the fair, and it's definitely something you don't want to miss.
You don't want to miss it. I go every single year. The website is really simple, datefest.org. And like I said, there's so much going on. You can't see it all in one day. I kind of tend, Kimberly, I sort of love the evenings because I like when all the bright lights are everywhere. It's just so beautiful at night at the fair. That's kind of my thing.
I love it. I love the nights too. Yeah, I can see, go up in the Ferris wheel and see the whole valley lit up with lights. And yeah, it's beautiful at night. I agree. All the carnival lights shining bright in the starry sky. It's great.
Okay, tickets now. Can they buy them online? Buy them at the gate? Tell us where they get their tickets.
Yes, you can buy them online now for a discounted rate. So log in and save some money. Actually, starting February 5th, you can go to the fairgrounds front there at Gate 1 by the admin office, and you can start purchasing tickets there as well at the same discounted rate. If you wait until fair time, you will pay just $11 for adults and $10 for senior, 9 in use, but if you go ahead and get the advanced sale ticket, you'll save a dollar off of each of those tickets.
All right, so get your tickets now. Go to datefest.org. You can give them a call at 800-811-FAIR. You can do it that way. The fair runs February 16th through 25th, and it's so easy to find. It's right there off of 111 in Indio. Kimberly, thanks so much for joining us. I know it's crunch time for you. Believe it or not, it's right around the corner, and I will see you out at the fair.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Francois.
All right. Thanks. We'll see you later. Right. Thanks so much.
Okay. See you.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And remember, the website will be on traveling. That's probably already on there. I think I already have it posted up there. I'm sure I do. Traveling with Francois. Go there. Look for datefest.org. We'll send you right to their site. And we have two tickets. In fact, on the website, I have a family four-pack that we're giving away on the contest page. I'm going to click on over here to the contest page. Yes, we have a four-pack that you can enter to try to win those to go to the fair, or you can give us a call. I have two tickets to the fair right now. Give us a call at 760-440-8255 if you want two admission tickets to the Riverside County Fair. All right. Did people know I was doing that? Yeah, the phone already started ringing. So, again, we have two tickets to the Riverside County. I'm going to be giving more away, so don't worry about that. So give us a call, 760-440-8255. Well, I have a moment here, and Sean's on the phone since people start calling already for our fair tickets. And if you want to sign up for that family four-pack, you can go to the website travelingwithfrancoise.com and sign up there. Okay, free events coming up February 2nd at Sunnylands. They have Chavez Morado Brothers at Sunnylands. There's a collection and exhibitions going on there. Thursday, February 1st at 2 p.m. is when they, I think, are kicking off this one event. It is, of course, Sunnylands. If you haven't been there, you really need to go. It's beautiful, beautiful property. So that is at Sunnylands. And on February Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, they have Family Day over at Sunnylands, the Garden Center, and that's from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's Family Day, a Super Bowl Sunday over at the, over at Sunnyland Center and Gardens. I think for a moment. I'm trying to, because I know Sean's going to hand the phone over to me, and I'm trying not to start something and then stop. All right, Braille Institute on February 2nd. They are going to cover the basics of blindness and visual impairment. That is another one of their many free events, Understanding Vision Loss at the Braille Institute on Ramon Road. That is on February 2nd from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. All their programs are free over there. Make sure you don't miss them. I'm going to stop. Okay, we have a winner.
Yes, you do. You have Florence in Palm Desert.
Okay. Hi, Florence.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm great. I'm so excited. I've lived here so long, and I've never been, and you were describing it. Oh, I bet that is beautiful at night. It's just like the tram. I try to go late in the day so I can go up in the daylight and come down after dark and see all the lights.
Good call. It is. I tend to go at night because I do. Like, I kind of go right at dusk, so I get a little bit of sunshine, but then all the lights come on, and it's so, they do such a fantastic job there. Well, I am so happy that I will be giving you admission tickets to go to the fair. You're going to have a lot of fun, and make sure you don't eat during the day so you can have some fair food.
Okay.
You have to have fair food.
Thanks so much.
You are welcome, Florence. You were quick on the trigger there too. You were dialed in right before even it all.
I was waiting. I was ready.
You're ready. All right. Well, Florence, hold on and make sure Sean has all your information. I will mail those tickets out to you. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Thanks for listening. Okay. On that note, let's talk a few more free things and then we'll go to break. I think I have one more that I wanted to tell you. What is this? Here we go. City of Palm Desert will offer a free guided walking tour of its public art collection in the Civic Center Park on Saturday, February 3rd. Anyone interested in learning more about the artwork can meet near the flagpoles at the park's south entrance from Fred Waring Drive in front of the Messenger of the Pool sculpture at 9 a.m. So these are free walking tours of its public art collection. I will put a phone number on the website so you can go and do that. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about events that you need to pay for, and we're going to be giving something. What are we giving away? I don't know, maybe dinner at 5 tickets? Who knows? We'll be giving something away. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio.
We rock your financial world. Money Radio 1200 and 100.9 FM.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes. Great to have you with us. Right now, the Get a Life Weekly Priced Events is brought to you by Arc Attire, formerly Desert Arc Attire, and they've moved. They're right off Varner Road. If you turn on, I think it's a Manufacturer's Way, they're a lot easier to find. I was just over there. I'll be over there next week picking up all... Ooh, I can't tell you what I'm picking up for the bus trip. I almost gave it away. Anyway, I have some things for that bus trip. We're just going to go have a good time. I have prizes galore, Sean. Prizes. We have snacks. We have donuts. And then I might do trivia. I don't know. I never know. I might do a little trivia too. But we're going to have prizes on the way back. But anyway, I pick up some goodies from Desert Arc, so I can't tell you what they are. I'm going to be like Ruth, not telling. 760-343-7333. That's 760-343-7333. ArcAttire.org is our website. Remember, when you use Arc Attire, you are also employing clients of Desert Arc. So it's a win-win all the way around. So there you go. Okay, dinner at 5. Now, this is a $70 value. I have tickets for Dinner at 5. It's at the Indian Wells Theater. It is a comedy featuring sets of iconic TV stars. There's Sissy from Family Affair, which she's going to be calling us on Super Bowl Sunday. Originally, as I was telling Sean during the break, we had no one scheduled for Super Bowl Sunday. Now, all of a sudden, including our Super Bowl prize pool, which we'll be taking entries for that, we have 3 guests. Go figure. That's what happens. Larry Thomas from Family Affair. He's in part of this. Christopher Knight, the soup Nazi from Seinfeld. Wait, no, that would be Larry Thomas. Anyway, he's going to be in this. Christopher Knight and Karen Richmond. Anyway, all these stars are in this dinner at 5. And I guess, what is it? 2 sets of iconic. This looks fantastic. I need to get over there. So it's running now through the next several weeks. I have 2 tickets for February 1st. And this is at the Indian Wells Theater on Cook Street. Dan Scanny and Carol just went. They told me they loved it. We sent them. So we can send you. Give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255 for February 1st, dinner at 5 at the Indian Wells Theater on Cook Street. Show starts at 7:30 and your tickets will be at will call. So a fun evening out. Go and enjoy yourself. So call us and win these tickets. Now, going on today, every Sunday, we have polo at the Empire Polo Club. And the reason I put it in the paid admission part, because admission is free, but $20 is parking. So you're still paying. I don't like to say something's free and then you get over there.
Right, yeah. Because sometimes if you think it's free, you don't take any money.
Yeah, exactly.
It's slightly irresponsible, but I think I do it all the time.
Yeah, it's I have to remember when I go to events to put ones and stuff because to tip the bartenders, even though I get a cranberry juice or something, but I don't like to. And then I go, oh, no, I didn't bring any. So now I'm making a conscious effort to make sure I take some ones and stuff and valet as well. So, all right, now call for those Dinner at 5 tickets. Ask, because this is $70 value, and it's a great, great show. Anyway, so polo's happening right now, $20 for parking, but that means per car, so you can take in a bunch of folks. Bring food, beverages, tailgate, do all that you want. So that's going on there. Also, at what day is this? This is January. Today, this is happening at the Big Rock Pub. They're opening their doors to host Rock the Ride, a kickoff party and fundraiser for the Palm Springs Cruising Association's annual Dr. George Charity Car Show. So they are asking, though, for a $20 donation. So it's not free. It could be, but come on, you can't go over there and not, right? So they would like some donations at the door. And, of course, you donate, and I think you get a wristband, which is valid for happy hour specials today from 12 to 4, so you still have time to go over to the Big Rock Pub and take advantage of that. Okay, also coming up, there's so many theater productions going on right now. Romance, that is happening where is that happening? I don't even know. I'm looking at this. Okay, this was one of those Facebook posts, so you know what? Since I don't know, this won't be... Ron Salone. I know Ron. Okay, I have to look up on that one. As we move right along, Speaker Series, Tuesday the 30th. This is the Rancho Moros Speaker Series. General Wesley Clark will be there. And for more information on that, go to rmspeakerseries.com. And tickets, individual tickets are $45, preferred seating $60. Let me tell you, these sell out very, very quickly, so if you want to go, you better do it now. Also, the Coachella Valley History Museum, they are registering now for their junior historian program, after school program, so you might know a junior historian who should be signed up for that. It's Mondays and Wednesdays at 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., and this is the Coachella Valley History Museum. They're going to be on the show, I think, in a couple weeks. Of course, Friends of the Braille Institute have Bon Appetit with singing sensation Erin Murphy as Julia Child. This happens on Saturday, the 3rd, next Saturday, 11 a.m. at Thunderbird Country Club. Tickets are $100 per person. $50 of that is tax deductible. For tickets, you can call the Braille at 760-459-6331. And remember, this information will be on the website. Have you noticed a trend this year so far? Country clubs are really getting in the act of hosting charity events. Before, a lot of charities didn't think about it because I think the private gate and getting into the gate and parking and all that sort of stuff. But we have Toscana. We have this one's at Thunderbird. I was just at Ironwood. I know Indian Ridge just had this huge golf tournament to benefit Eisenhower. So definitely the country clubs are stepping up their game and opening their doors, and it's a great way to let people in to see the facilities that might not have ever been in there. So smart on them. Oh, anyway, the Bon Appetit with the Braille Institute is at Thunderbird Country Club, and that is Saturday the 3rd, coming up next weekend. Okay, Rock the Red, that's on Saturday the 3rd as well, from 1 to 3 p.m. You can go to one and then skip on over to the other. That's at the Westfield Mall. Adults are $10, children $5. And this is to support the American Heart Association Go Red for Women campaign. Now, on February 5th, this is a great, great, great thing. Adult learn to swim in pool safety classes. How many adults live with a pool and don't know how to swim? A lot.
It's just dangerous.
Yeah, it is really dangerous. There's 3-week sessions are being offered February 5th. They're $85 per person, adults ages 18 and up. And this will be over at the Palm Desert Aquatic Center. So if you don't know how to swim, now is your chance to jump in the pool with other adults who don't know how to swim. 760-565-7467 for more information. So that's a good, great, great thing. I like that. All right, Lorna Lufton concert, February 14th, Valentine's Day. I have tickets for that later on in the show. That's $150 value to see Lorna Luft, who is the daughter of Judy Garland. There you go, in concert. And that will be over at the Annenberg Center for Health and Sciences at Eisenhower Medical Center. That's that round building over there. So I will be giving those tickets away a little bit later. Also, an evening of music and laughter. Italian Heritage Club presents this, starring the Mills Brothers and Sarge. I have tickets for that. Patricia Welch, she is performing every Thursday night over at the Indian Wells Resort, so you don't want to miss that. Only $5 for such a great show. The list goes on and on and on. So you just have to go to the website, Traveling with Francoise, to find out all the things going on in the Coachella Valley. And we did have a winner for the Dinner at 5 tickets. Who was that, Sean?
That was Frank and Indio.
Okay. All right. Congratulations. So Dinner at 5. I have tickets. I've been doing some pop-up contests on the website also, on the Facebook page, some pop-up contests where all of a sudden I'll just throw something up there.
That's good.
Yeah, I do. Keep everybody on their toes.
Yeah, and it's fun.
Yeah, so check the Facebook page, Traveling with Francoise. You'll see me with gray hair or Francoise Rhodes. Go to that one. That's where I have my gray wig on from last night. And plus, the Traveling with Francoise page also has stuff that's going on and where I've been, what I've been doing. I try to spread it between the both of them. Okay, on that note, we're going to step aside. We will shift gears into travel mode when we come back. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. So stick around. We'll be right back.